Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The American economy. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com. This is the Scala Report. Scala.com is a global technology firm, business on all the major continents, watching the tariff turmoil and inflation, especially in the United States of America. Wall Street Journal reporting in these hours. The producer price index showed prices rose by a much stronger than expected 0.9% in July, the largest monthly increase in more than 3 years. A day earlier, writes the Wall Street Journal, to be ironic, futures markets suggested investors were highly confident the Federal Reserve would cut rates in September. However, Chris, a very good evening to you. The however is now everywhere and spilling out over time about predictions because the Federal Reserve has to watch inflation. This is a spike. The critics say it's a spike caused by the tariffs. Others have other excuses, shrugging it off. Nonetheless, that cut was somehow going to be counted upon to revive the old animal spirit somewhere in America. You watch QSRs and franchises globally, but I'm keen on what's happening in the U.S. I have reports of diners filled in Lancaster County, but light foot traffic at Las Vegas and a dip in gambling income for the Strip, and fewer than expected people arriving on airplanes into Vegas, especially assumed to gamble. Now, that's Vegas. What do you see in all of your reporting about your small business owners and your franchises? Are they watching a hesitant step? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. In the QSR and hospitality business, you're seeing a pretty rapid slowdown with consumers seeming to be taxed on not having enough liquid capital. They're starting to skip breakfast in the low to mid-income areas. So you're seeing declines or flat numbers there across many of the chains. You're also seeing a steep pullback in retail apparel. So it seems as if it's a tale of two economies, a consumer economy that's slowing, yet on business and industrial investment that is white hot. You cannot find electricians or skilled trades in many parts of the country because they're so busy with the new data center infrastructure builds.
In other words, we have a jobs market and we have an inflation market. Do you see evidence of layoffs at the QSRs in order to cut back on the overhead?
Thus far, the only big trimming has been in the very high-cost labor states. California has lost 30,000 jobs. Illinois and New York are losing jobs. So you're seeing more automation, more AI tools come in where labor is a factor. But thus far, it's been relatively minimal.
We move from the unreadable 0.9%, except for the fact that Wall Street is hesitating its step as well, to an item that speaks to the success of the People's Republic of China, so-called, in these last months, to compete it with artificial intelligence without using NVIDIA chips. NVIDIA is an American company. It was founded in the late 20th century, the early 1990s. It manufactures microchips, the sort of thing that drives gamers, and was also used for mining Bitcoin. And the company was seen as an also player until suddenly the idea that some aspect of the chip suited perfectly for artificial intelligence. That happened about 2 years ago. Since then, NVIDIA has become the gem of gems in the Wall Street and in global investors' portfolios. Everybody has NVIDIA in their portfolio. NVIDIA is represented by a man named Jensen Huang, who is a migrant who came to this country originally to work in Kentucky as a teenager. He's from Taiwan. He's extremely hardworking. He's very candid. Nobody's ever said a dark word about him. He works all the time, and he's built his company up into a masterpiece of success with years ahead of him in software and hardware development. He works very closely with the famous ASML making the machines in Europe and TSMC making the chips in Taiwan. All that describes a successful business, or is it? Is it also a national security weapon? Before we get into the details of the competition with China, Chris, is NVIDIA now something other than a chip maker? Has it become more important than we could expect from somebody worth $4 trillion?
So, John, if you look at an NVIDIA versus an Apple as an example, NVIDIA is highly strategic, even though NVIDIA and Apple are of similar size, because the artificial intelligence capabilities of NVIDIA chips have many uses, both commercial and military. So NVIDIA is an extremely unique national treasure of the United States today, and continues to perform and outperform at a very high rate. The key is, how do we continue that growth acceleration? How do we ensure that the U.S. is dominant in artificial intelligence? And you're seeing the Trump administration take that challenge very, very seriously.
We now come to an item in the Financial Times in these last hours. Chinese artificial intelligence company DeepSeek, you will remember there was much ballyhoo about DeepSeek matching the performance of ChatGPT at a much lower cost. DeepSeek delayed the release of its new model after persistent technical issues with Huawei chips, underlining the challenges for Beijing as it tries to wean itself from off of U.S. technology. Authorities encouraged DeepSeek to adopt Huawei's Ascend processor over NVIDIA systems, but the company could not conduct a successful training run with the Chinese chip. People familiar with the matter told the Financial Times. This prompted the company to use NVIDIA chips for training and Huawei's for inference. The people said, why it matters, this week Beijing ordered its tech giants to justify their orders of NVIDIA chips on national security concerns. But industry insiders have said that China-made chips suffer from stability issues, slower inter-chip connectivity, and inferior software compared with NVIDIA chips, which could cause Chinese companies to lose ground. Chris, I read this as a body blow to Beijing's braggadocio and plans. How do you read it?
So, John, China will always try to fast follow. They won't be able to out-innovate NVIDIA. And even if you look at companies like AMD, Intel, Qualcomm, others, NVIDIA has a huge lead. So as long as NVIDIA keeps their foot on the gas, keeps moving forward, NVIDIA is the equivalent of the 1990s Chicago Bulls. No one can touch them if they're on their game. As long as that keeps up at a pace, the Chinese will not be able to catch up to them. However, all of this is always subject to new discovery, new innovation. The only thing certain in tech is that there is no certainty. But for the moment, the foreseeable 3 years, NVIDIA is the king of the court and very tough to beat. But the Chinese will not stop trying.
Yes, they will keep trying. But this DeepSeek problem, is it too early to say that the DeepSeek scenario is a phony? Do we have to qualify it in some other fashion, Chris? What's diplomatically correct?
It's safe to say that the Chinese borrowed a lot of other people's intellectual property to make DeepSeek. What the Chinese will likely do is pivot from trying to compete based on having single dominant NVIDIA chips like the H100 to massively parallel smaller chips. So they'll shift the model. That might prove to be beneficial. That might not prove to be beneficial, but they will find a way to be competitive one way or the other by throwing enough money, time, people, and resources at it.
All right, a question that sounds sinister but isn't. That's just a point of interest. Can China steal NVIDIA? Can it match it by stealing it?
John, you can't, because even if you stole the blueprints of the chips, which is not impossible to steal, the manufacturing technology, the process, all of the strategic points around TSMC's manufacturing process and ASML's tools to do it, It is truly a full ecosystem. So simply stealing the design doesn't do much if you can't make it. It is immensely, immensely complex to manufacture. And the only company in the world that can do that today at scale is TSMC.
So if they could steal it, they already would have stolen. Is that the way to think about this?
They probably already have stolen it, to be honest. That being said, if you can't build it, doesn't matter.
And this idea that they have, from the Central Committee, that they have to justify their orders of NVIDIA chips, what's that, paranoia, doubts? What is that from?
Projection. You can't tell the man in the big chair that he cannot compete at a world-class level with the American chip makers. That does not end up with a favorable result. So it's giving news up the chain that he will accept or want to be heard, but is not the right news. The right news is you have to, if you, China, want to be competitive in this, you have to open up the economy, open up rule of law and respect for intellectual property. Otherwise, you'll be blocked from the best people, the best tools, and the best processes.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm, business on all the major continents in the retail trade, but at the same time, watching the high end in competition with China, watching it very carefully.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.